Writing Dirty, BTU Alumni, Book 5. Written by Ali Siz. Narrated by Amanda Stribling and Craig A. Hart.
Chapter 1. Maddie. Don't you dare think of stepping one foot inside this house in gray sweatpants, Ryan Donnelly. I point an aggressive finger toward the glass sliders leading to the back deck, all while not looking up from the computer screen in front of me. Don't be like that, Mads, Ryan pouts when I finally look. It's not a look a 27-year-old man should be able to pull off, but with his Chris Evans good looks, he totally does. Not for the first time, perhaps for the millionth for that matter. I curse my stupid heart for not being able to get its shit together and accept his proposal. No, it had to stubbornly, stupidly insist on not being able to figure out how to love. Well, that's not true. I love my family, my friends, Ryan included, and my dog. But I haven't figured out what it actually means to be in love. Sure, the voices in my head can tell me how they feel. My characters pretty much craft all sorts of shouty, capitals-worthy, happily-ever-afters in my books themselves. I'm constantly having to tell them to stay in their lane when it comes to whose story it is. But when I try to phone a friend with them, they're all, "New phone, who dis?" "Don't even try it, mister." I wave my fingers side to side, still not fully looking up. "You do, and I'll sick my attack dog on you." Warmth leaves my lap as Trident, my yellow lab, lifts his head, knowing I'm talking about him. He may be able to teach a master class on being a well-behaved canine and can scare off any would-be attackers, aka the mailmen and such, with his bark, but he's a big ball of mush for Ryan and my other friends. He lazily lumbers to his feet and heads straight for Ryan, only further proving the point. The NHL golden boy bends down to love up on my fur child, while actually following my orders and staying in the open doorway, the breeze from the ocean bringing in the comforting scent of salt and sea. "Who's a good boy?" Ryan wraps both hands around Trident's ears, scratching behind them. "You are, aren't you, Tri?" "Yup, I know you are. You're keeping your mommy company while she ignores her real friends for the ones in her head, huh?" My attack dog has a hind leg scratching in the air and is melting into an almost 100-pound puddle right there on the floor. Granted, I'm not super far behind as I watch the display. Why did I have to look up? "No, Mads. The question you should be asking yourself is, why aren't you with this sweet, sweet man?" Jiminy can be a real son of a bitch. Really, is it my fault I can't get my heart to fall in line? Can you please stop telling my dog lies? I'm not ignoring you guys. It's only 6 in the morning. Almost everyone is still sleeping. Over the head of my blissed-out dog, blue eyes a few shades darker than my own find me. "Yes, but if you're up at 6 a.m., it means you've been up all night and will end up ignoring us to sleep." Is it wrong that I kinda wanna hit him for being right? Semantics. The sound of joints popping as Ryan rises to stand fills the silence before he finally braves going against my orders and walks into the house. He lifts my feet from the chair they're resting on, settling into the seat with them in his lap. "What are you doing up this early anyway?" I ask, reaching down to pet Trident as he retakes his spot at my side.
"I came to pick up my running partner before I set off."
My gaze automatically falls to watch the way the muscles in his arm pop and flex as he stretches to run a hand down Trident's back. My dog lets out a sigh, and I can't blame him. I have first-hand knowledge of how good it feels to have that particular body part do the same to me.
"Stop that right now, Mads. You do not get to think those things anymore. You and Ryan are only friends now."
God, I need sleep. It's only when I'm overtired like this that I beat myself up over what at times I think are my bad life decisions. I really am fucked in the head. "You do realize it's the off-season, right?" There are days I question if the word off-season is even in his vocabulary, with the way he trains you.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?